a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. And it is our last show of 2014, a year of podcasts in the books. Well, half a year, really. But how you doing, Slim? How was your 2014?
It was a good year for me. I cannot complain.
Yeah, I think this is a big year. We started the podcast. Razzball grew a lot. I got engaged. It's a big year.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. Not to get too sappy, but It was a good one, and then 2015 will hopefully be another big year for Razzball. I gotta go out and get married.
Yeah,
lame.
So. Yeah, I've got a go back to school. I'm thinking that might happen this time.
Yeah.
I'm fighting it, but I think it's about time.
If you need a study partner, I can help you out.
Oh yeah,
I'm terrible at math.
Oh well. I won't go to you for my diffy cues.
How was your Christmas, man? How's your holiday?
Oh, it was good. You know, lots of little kids running around. It's always fun.
That's fun. I didn't have the kids this year. I will next year when I go for the big family trip in Oklahoma. I've got tons of cousins that had kids, and it's wild. Luckily, I had a little low-key one this year. It's fun with the kids, though. They get nuts.
It's completely different than an adult Christmas. Just a different occurrence.
Yeah. And, I don't know, you know, when the kids are running around with presents, they're as crazy as people mad at some of the bad ranks we do, you know? They get crazy.
No, someone's tonight. Getting hurt.
Did you watch a Christmas movie?
No, I don't think I did. I mean, you know, whenever parts of that Will Ferrell Elf movie, there's funny moments in that, so
that's a good
I'll
one.
Catch that every once in a while, but that's all I've really done.
That's Peter, the first time I've ever noticed Peter Dinklage in a movie. I mean, I'm sure maybe I've seen him in other things, but he had a small role in that before Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. I didn't see it. I got parts of the Home Alones on TV.
Oh, yeesh. Yeah, I haven't watched those in a long time. I don't miss them.
They're still fun. I don't know. Die Hard is still my favorite Christmas movie. Although there's the debate that if that's really a Christmas movie.
If it takes place on that holiday, I guess it counts. Yeah. Sure. Why not?
So for today, we want to thank everyone listening on the Fantasy Sports Network. We're going to do something a little different with today's show. We're going to wrap up 2014 with a team-by-team review. So we're going to go through the standings, talk for about a minute on each team, just with some thoughts and what they might do for the rest of the season. Then we're going to briefly recap the top RCL teams, how they're doing. Make our final 30-point challenge picks of the year before we head to 2015. And then, as we always do, we are going to wrap up the week at the movies, even though this is a one podcast week. But what can you do? All right. So let's do you want to start with the East or the West? What do you think?
Oh, let's start with the East. The West is going to be so much more entertaining.
That's true. All right. So looking at the Atlantic Division, Toronto's 24-7. They're really good. Even without DeRozan. How is DeRozan going to impact everything when he gets back? Lowry go down a little bit?
Yeah, and then Ross is going to have to split minutes again with Lou and Grievous.
Yeah.
So everyone comes down a bit. So I don't really see a big second half from Valanciunas. I'm not seeing
it. I don't
either.
I was very anti-Valanciunas coming into the year. Just no defensive stats.
And the minutes have just not been even. He'll get 30 one night and 15 the next.
Yeah, agree. Not too much to talk about there. I'll go to the Nets at 14-16. It's hard to believe the Nets are doing this good. They've made some shifts with their old guys, Darren Williams and Brooke Lopez coming off the bench lately. Mason Plumlee's been a beast. Finally coming together.
Yeah, I guess there's going to be a trade eventually, so there's going to be some kind of big shakeup here. I don't know how it's going to all work out.
Yeah, Darren Williams is rumored to be traded, obviously. I don't know, I kind of debated with it in today's article. I was like, you know, do the Nets take Jarrett Jack out of the starting role where he's been really good? and showcase Williams, or do they keep Williams on the bench so he doesn't get hurt so they can trade him?
Yeah, if he goes down, they're not going to get anything for him.
Yeah, so.
If they can get 25 like high usage minutes out of him, so it looks like he's playing well, yeah, sure. Nothing, no reason not to do that.
Yeah, and
everyone knows he's not going to give him 36 minutes. No one's going to trade for him thinking they're going to get, you know, a 25-year-old Deron Williams.
Yeah, for sure. And we both differ on Jarrett Jack. I think he's going to be pretty good. Now, good in a consistent but not high upside way the rest of the year.
Yeah, that would be Gray's yawnstipating, I'm pretty sure.
Yawnstipating, yep. Gray would certainly say that.
I think even in 36 minutes, he'll be under 1-3 and under 1 steal, which is not good.
I think he'll be right at those, but still put up like 16, 17 points.
He's 31. Boards. Hasn't been very good these past couple of years. And
five
very
or six assists.
Odd roles.
He was good with the Warriors for some stretches.
Was that 4 years ago?
No, that was just a couple years ago.
I don't know. He's been on, this is his third team since then? Fourth team maybe?
Really? No, it wasn't. I thought he was on the Warriors just like a year ago.
I don't know, but we've already spent way too much time talking about the Brooklyn Nets.
Good point. Yeah, it was 2012-13. He was on the Warriors. And he was good on the Pelicans the year before that. I don't know. I think he can be decent for fantasy owners. All right, moving quickly. Celtics 10-18. Do you think Smart is going to start anytime soon?
He should. There's no reason for them to not play him as much as he can handle. The question is, can he handle it? He's been banged up pretty good so far.
Yeah,
I don't know. It could be slow to happen. I'm expecting a huge playoff, though. Like, our playoff.
Yeah. A lot of steals. I think he could win steals for you late in the year.
And a lot of missed threes. That's a category, right?
Hopefully. Unless you're in one of those 19-cat roto leagues. Ugh. Those are rough. The Knicks at 5-28. Wow. Did you know that the Sixers are 4-25? They're barely worse than the Knicks.
Sixers are barely worse than the Knicks.
Record-wise, that's all I'm saying. When does Carmelo Anthony get shut down?
Yeah, it's gonna happen. I would if I was to bet on it, and I was given even betting odds, I would probably take it.
Yeah. What are your What would the odds be he gets shut down before the fantasy playoffs in standard leagues?
Yeah, if it happens, that's when it's going to happen before the playoffs. So
wow.
They sell, a hard sell.
Yeah, I know he's a hard sell, but I've maintained I don't think you can just give him away. I'd want to. But
you should be able to get a top 50 player off somebody, though.
Yeah, and I'd do that. And we'll talk about. All right, we'll quickly hit on the Sixers.
Well, you know, there's one little name I want to throw out there when this does get shut down.
What's that?
Cleanthony Early.
Oh, yeah, you love Early. Do you still have him on your REL team?
Nope, he's available. He's out there. But he got injured. I don't remember what it was. It was like a six-week thing. So, but if he comes back and Carmelo gets shut down, there's a bunch of minutes there for him.
Yeah.
And they're going to want to see what they got. So,
you know, you expect Hardaway to take 10 threes a game. I'm all out on Calderon, too. I maintain that position. He was awful his last game.
Oh, he was? Yeah, I needed to see a couple in a row, and if it wasn't in a row,
I'll pull it up real quick, but he had a 10 assist game and a 9 assist game in a span of 3 games. And then last game out, he was just brutal. Let's see what he was here, but yeah, if you can get anything for Calder, I'm probably drop him. This was on the 28th, so 2 days ago. 6-6-1-0-0 on 2-for-11 shooting.
Yeah, that's not good. Against Lillard, man, how many in a row have they lost?
Yeah,
about 8 in a row.
Yeah, something like that.
Carmelo's got to shut it down.
Yeah,
he's got.
Anything really for the Sixers? I feel like they're kind of locked in with their roles and everyone. You're going to get ups and downs with MCW.
We're starting to get questions about Covington, whether or not he's a drop. I'm still holding strong.
I'm still holding strong, too. I mean, he's been still good.
He's coming down to earth a bit, but, you know, steals, blocks, and threes.
Still usable.
Big numbers.
Yeah, if you can hit threes and get blocks, that's a good combo. All right, so to the Central, the Bulls are 22-9. I feel like an absolute moron for a couple weeks saying I wouldn't have sold Carmelo for Jimmy Butler.
I like that one. I would take Butler.
Yeah, me too. My bad, everyone. I put that in today. Sorry, yeah. I was late to the party. But, you know, like I said, we were pretty high on Butler coming into drafts. It's just, you know, we had him in the 60s. I wasn't ready to call him a second rounder until a couple of games ago, you know?
No, but that's where I'm going to have him next year. I'm going to have him in the top 25. I can't imagine not.
Top 20 for me. There's no, I mean, he was slow with Rose, but now he's putting up huge games even with Rose in there.
I mean, it's all over the map too. Every category you want, you need, he does it.
He's
a beautiful thing.
Absolute stud. I don't think there's too much else with the Bulls. Cleveland having some issues with David Blatt.
You know, they had that Mirotić at small forward little blurb come up.
But he only played 11 minutes last night, and he can't guard NBA threes.
Can't guard NBA fours. I worry about him in the Chicago scheme.
Yeah, he looks really good, really polished though. Offensively. But, I mean, he can get a couple steals and blocks, though, just by happenstance. He's been hitting some defensive stats.
I don't know. He's got to be able to stop people. And a lot of fours can post him up without a problem.
Yeah, agree.
Someone like Cantor would eat him alive.
But then he'd eat Cantor alive on the other side.
It would be, it'd be fun to watch. It would be, well, depends on what you look at in basketball you like to watch, but... Yeah, there wouldn't be any defense there.
For sure. All right, so the Cavs are 18-12. They're mad with David Blatt. Lots of drama. Whenever there's LeBron, there's drama. Really, the only takeaway there is, have we talked about since Barajal went down for the year with Achilles? I don't know if we've talked about him.
I don't think so, and I know where you're going. Just go ahead. Do it.
Slim was even like, I recommend we pick up Tristan Thompson.
I did say four boards. I specifically said for one category.
Oh, how the world turns. You were last year you said you wouldn't have Tristan Thompson on any team no matter what, and then you recommend we pick him up on our team.
Okay, there is one way it does happen, and that way is called LeBron James taking five defenders while he's wide open. LeBron helps everyone's field goal percent. And that was the big issue I had with Tristan was that he was too bad percent. So you give him the field goal percent with the points and boards, and fine. He's Zach Randolph. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. Agree. I mean, it's just funny.
Oh, I know.
How things work out.
I accept it.
How about the Bucks at 500? 16-16. Looking at a playoff spot.
Yep, Jason Kidd, best coach in the league.
So a couple of things to talk. First, there's Henson with back-to-back five-block games. Now, no Larry Sanders, but is there any staying power with Henson? I mean, Jason Kidd hates him.
Yeah, that does seem to be true. I mean, he's playing back up to Pachulia right now, right?
Yeah, and I mean...
Yeah. I think he goes DNP when Sanders gets back.
I kind of do, too.
I believe that, but yeah.
There's no reason, but they are. And, I mean, there's no reason for Jared Dudley to be as good as he's been lately. He's been out of control. He's got multi-threes in 5 of 6 games, getting a steal every game.
Didn't even register on my radar.
I know, but, I mean, numbers don't lie.
Well, okay, then how about his first 30 games?
Yeah, the numbers don't lie there either.
Yeah, he is what he is.
Yeah, I think he's streamable in 14-teamers. You know,
I can find some in 14 teamers. Okay, fine.
12ers, probably not.
In an RCL, I can find someone better, I'm sure.
Yeah. Pacers
on Thursday where there's two games.
That's true. when there's no other options. Pacers are 11-21. Really anything there? Lavoy Allen, I think, is underrated.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's a 12 team ownable player on that team.
I still like Stucky. He had a big game the other day. I mean, George Hill is still, right?
Not until he plays 30-plus minutes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he should be owned in a 12-er, so I guess that he should be owned. But I don't. It's tough right now. There's a lot of unknowns with all these people coming back and guys getting benched. You can't trust anybody on the wing. Nah, I'm staying away from it still.
Stucky's playing 30 minutes almost every night. Didn't yesterday. I don't know if there was an injury, but 26-8, 4 steals and no blocks. two games ago against the Nets. I mean, he's still... Yeah, I guess looking at him overall, it's been kind of up and down, that's for sure. You know, he got injured the game before because he got poked in the eye. I don't know. I'm still kind of a Stucky guy. I think he's, you know, your last roster spot or two, 12 or worthy.
Yeah, maybe. He's probably a little more of a stream guy.
Yeah.
I mean, his free throws are down, and that really hurts his game.
Yeah, that's true. I was expecting more there. And then finally, the break up the Red Hot Pistons, winning two in a row in convincing fashion without Josh Smith.
I'm so surprised. There's actually semblance of an offense. One of those games, they were 17 for 20-something in threes. But, yeah, there's the ball's moving. Shock.
They blew out Cleveland at Cleveland, I think, was one
and
of
that
those.
That was the game they made, like, 17-3.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Brandon Jennings was dribbling up and just shooting threes and making them. It was stupid.
Yeah. Gotta like KCP a little bit for the upside. He's been a little bit better lately.
Yeah. Low rebounds, low assists is annoying. He needs to get steals to be ownable.
Yeah. I mean, they're coming around a little bit. His percents are coming up a tiny bit.
It's just his per 36s were over 2 per game last year, so I was expecting a lot.
I know. But, I mean, he's at a steal a game now, and it started really slow. 2 steals the past 2 games, 13-plus points in 5 straight, multi-threes in each of those games. Hasn't missed a free throw the last 5 games. It's only 5 free throws, but...
Yeah, and Meeks doesn't seem to be taking his minutes.
Yeah, how about a good call by me to say people stay away from Meeks? I didn't see how he was going to have huge upside. I mean, he's worth owning in some leagues, but... You know, not really having huge upside.
No, no. Yeah. He keeps his turnovers down, so he has a decent-looking rating, ranking. But, no, the steals aren't there. They're not going to be there. I believe that wholeheartedly.
All right, so to the southeast, we've got the Hawks at 22-8. They seem pretty locked in everywhere. Any thoughts on the Hawks?
Not really. I mean, it's a team that's healthy for the most part. And they're you know, they've all been together for a couple of years now. So
Thabo Sefolosha had a pretty good past couple of weeks. I almost picked him up in RCL, but he's not power forward eligible, which why would he be? But I needed a big man, so I couldn't pick him up. If I needed him at all, I would have grabbed him. I was surprised he was available.
It crossed my mind, but he's still doing it all in under 20 minutes.
Yeah, very low minutes.
That worries me quite a bit.
Wizards also 22-8. I think they're another team locked in. Nene's back in the starting role. Chris Humphreys, after a couple of good games on the bench, was awful last night. Yeah, I think everyone's pretty solidified there. Rasul Butler back to being Rasul Butler, but still playing the most minutes off the bench. So,
yeah. Did you tell anybody in a 12-team league to pick him up?
I said he was Thragnoff streamable.
Yeah.
While he was hot, and then you move on. That's what Thragnoffs are for.
Yeah. I mean, I'm shocked the minutes have stayed there.
I'm less shocked. That's the reason I was bigger on him than you, is just because I thought the minutes would stay there. I thought he'd made perfect sense.
It's amazing.
It makes sense.
He's not even getting
man.
That ankle. Like, I don't. It's. I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
I think he just makes perfect sense as a six man for that team. Because he can play the 2 and the 3. They can shift Pierce around. Nene, you know. Pierce can play the 3 or 4. You know, Nene goes to the bench. I don't know. I think it made sense.
That's a good team. I'd love to see them against Atlanta in the playoffs.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Wall versus Teague.
Yeah.
Be good.
Vilsack versus Nene.
Mm.
Oh, that's a good matchup. They're similar. Well,
Nene's feet are
going to
fall off.
Too slow nowadays, but I don't know. I think it's going to be a good. I think there's a good chance those two actually play for the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Bulls and the Cavs and Toronto as well. I think those are really clear. I mean, record wise as well, but those 5 teams are so clearly better than the rest.
Oh yeah, okay, I'm getting you off track. Keep going.
All right, so your Heat 14-18. Chris Bosh back last night. Luol Deng was terrible, which is what you'd expect with Bosh back. And really anything for your Heat?
No, they lost. They lost to Orlando. That tells you everything you need to know.
Yep, and Orlando's right behind him in the standings at 13-21. Oladipo has a better game, but after trading for Oladipo in the REL, I could not get rid of him fast enough. Alfred does all the facilitating. Oladipo's camping on the three-point line, and all the plays are through Tobias and Vucevic. And then Oladipo, you know, he hit a bunch of threes last night because he was hot there, but he's not a great three-point shooter. And then he's driving, which is leading to high turnovers. Had 5 turnovers to 4 assists last night. His turnovers are just too high for a guy that doesn't get great assists.
Yeah, you wanted him to have that Tyreek Evans rookie year kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
25-5.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't see it. I mean, more than anything, I think it's Tobias.
Yeah, me too. And that's why I was really big on Oladipo coming into the year, is because Tobias was such a question mark. No one could have thought he was going to be this good again. And then Vucevic is playing well. I thought Peyton and Oladipo would be doing more combo guards. Oladipo's a legit shooting guard. He's not playing almost any point guard right now, unless they put Fournier in at the 2, but Fournier's coming in to play the 3, moving Tobias to the 4. That's why O'Quinn's minutes are so far down. So
yeah, I think Fry got a couple more last night.
Yeah.
It's in matching. I mean, it's a good young team. They have a lot of athletes. And one thing that's lost about Elfrid Payton, he is so good defensively that he can't take it off the floor if they want to win games.
Yeah, he's been it's been up and down, but he's been surprised. Did you know that he was actually available in our RCL league?
I noticed. I didn't think I needed the assists, but
I didn't think I really did either. But he's only 40% owned. I felt like I had to grab him.
Yeah, and he's back to a 30-minute a game guy.
Yeah, that's the big part too.
Yep, and the steals are there. So yeah, there's a lot to like. He just has to keep those turnovers down, and he's not doing it.
Yeah,
but in real life, he looks great.
So this is he's looking a lot better. So this is just a real quick player comparison, not one of our normal slim ones, but I put this in the article today. Oladipo, 45%, player B, 41% from the field. Equal free throws, equal threes. Oladipo, 15.7 points, player B, 15.3. 4.1 rebounds, 4.2 assists to 2.8 rebounds to 4.8 assists, 1.6 to 1.4 steals, pretty much the same there. Player B, 3.7 turnovers to Oladipo's 3. I mean, nearly identical numbers.
Yeah, that's a ton of turnovers.
It's a ton of turnovers for Oladipo, but, you know, more for the other
3.7, that's a huge number for a guy only giving such few amount of assists. I don't know who that is. I have no clue, but...
Well, the numbers are, I mean, yeah, 3.7 turnovers, but, you know, more assist, you know, 3. So the assist to turnover ratio is 4.8 to 3.7 for player B. Oladipo's is 4.2 to 3 on the year.
4.2 to 3, yeah, that's not very good.
Yeah. Player B is Tony Roten's last 9 games. And they're really close to what Oladipo's done this year.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to argue that whole small sample size thing.
Oh, for sure.
I definitely see why I don't like Roten.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, the
turnover ratio. Roten, and you even free throws.
Roten's hitting free throws lately. I mean, given his small sample, but he's it's high volume in those games. Oladipo's not exactly a great free throw shooter, not exactly a great three-point shooter. I'm all out on Oladipo the rest of this year. And on top of that, if you're playing in a redraft league, the Magic playoff schedule's awful.
Yeah, oh yeah, you got to sell them. It's time to sell those Magic players.
I think they're 4-3-2, if I remember right, something like that. And the Sixers are 4-4-4. So I get, if I somehow make the playoffs in the REL, I get Roten for some minutes. So I traded them for Roten and Kyle O'Quinn, both as dollar keepers for a $26 Oladipo. It's not like I traded Oladipo just for Roten, just so everyone knows. All right, we got to move this along. The Hornets are 10-22, and they're terrible. Al Jefferson hurt his groin. It's lingering. He's going to get a couple DMPs.
Yeah, there's a lot of streamable players happening from that, though.
Yeah, Marvin Williams.
It opens like 20 shots in their offense.
Yeah, Marvin Williams. He got like 13 rebounds or 14 rebounds last night.
Yeah, the heck of a game. I needed it in my REL, too.
Yeah.
It was a good timing.
And they can move Zeller, who's been starting at the four, to the center. I don't think that
Biyombo is going to start the next one.
Are they really going to? Well, even if they start Biyombo, I don't see him playing 30 minutes. They'll play Zeller a lot at the.
Yeah. Marvin will probably finish the halves.
Yeah.
It's still going to be 20 minutes. It lets them split up Zeller and Marvin Williams a bit.
Mm-hmm. And Lance Stephenson is they're trying to shop him to anyone that'll take that contract. He is awful.
Yeah. If you have him on your fantasy team, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in a 14 team league, I mean, I could see having him. Still, barely.
Yeah, in an RCL, he should have been gone a while ago.
Yeah, I agree. RCL, he's done. All right, so we're moving to the West, where the Portland Trailblazers lead the Northwest Division 25-7. Aldridge has been sick. No Robin Lopez. It's given a lot of rebounds for Joel Freeland, but he's really not that interesting, and I don't see it keeping up.
Nope. Lillard is a first rounder. Love it.
Yeah, he's been awesome for you.
You know, 1.5 steals a game. He is a new player defensively.
Yeah, his defense has really picked up. The Thunder are 15-17 after that horrible start, but are starting to get it together. Man, your boyfriend is just killing it lately. He's looking great.
Yeah, Steven Adams is a huge dynasty guy.
Mm-hmm. I remember last year you were people were offering trades for him all the time. I was one of them. You held mm-hmm. strong.
Yeah, no, I never once offered him up in a trade. I got lots of offers for him, but I never once offered him up, mm-hmm. and I never intended to. I love what I see out of him, and I mentioned the other day how big he looks. Like he put on so much muscle,
and he's real agile too with that size.
Yeah, no, he's 21 years old. It's hard not to be.
I don't know if I was that agile at 21.
Yeah, he's a special looking kind of player for his height.
I think he's special looking because of that mustache.
Yeah, I hope it fills in as he grows older. I'm thinking of if I could have done what he's doing right now at 21, I couldn't have grown that much facial hair. Well, I couldn't have grown. Yeah, I probably could have. Not very much.
So is Kevin Durant still the number two pick next year behind Brow?
I mean, what are we talking about? Curry, maybe? That'd be the best top guy. Harden, maybe?
Harden. LeBron's played fine. He's not, I wouldn't take him there still, but I could still see him, his ADP being about that.
Yeah, LeBron's about to celebrate his 30th birthday, right?
Yeah.
I don't draft a first rounder who's over 30 years old. There's no chance. None.
Probably not.
I bet Durant's still number two next year.
Yeah. The Nuggets are 13-18. Honestly, off the top of my head, can't really think of anything that's interesting Nuggets-wise.
Fareed?
Oh, Fareed! Duh. Okay, yeah, it just got to be. Yeah, Fareed finally unleashed. I forgot about that. He had a like 23-25 game or something a couple ago.
It was big. It was they were both over 25. It was like a 25-26. It was huge. Man. Yeah, he looks awesome.
If anyone had a 30-30 game this year, I think I'd put money on Brow number one, but number two is Manimal probably.
If they actually play him, which they have been.
They have been, yep.
And you know, his free throws have not been that bad, which was really his biggest knock. If you can still buy him at a reasonable price, I think I would.
In 10-team leagues, he was dropped in a lot of leagues while he was hurt.
Yeah. No, he's got the chance to lead the league in rebounds. He's got that kind of ability.
Yeah,
he just needs the minutes, and it looks like it's trending that way.
Yep. All right, so the Jazz are 10-21. Alec Burks having lingering shoulder issues. Ugh.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
When you're on a team that isn't going anywhere and is only concerned about how high are they going to get in the draft, it's not good.
Rudy Gobert has been pretty good off the bench, but a lot of these games are under 20 minutes, and I just can't fully buy him in 12ers, even as a defensive specialist. He had multi-blocks in 9 straight, didn't have a block last night, but still had double-digit boards. He's good. He deserves to play more. Oh, did you? I don't know if you saw. In that 9-game stretch, Gobert had 24 blocks, and Cantor has 23 combined blocks and steals on the season.
Yeah, combined. Yeah. Okay. With Burks out, they're going to need Cantor's points. Yeah. I don't see this getting better for Gobert right now.
I don't either. I mean, you'd much rather have Steven Adams over him. I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, both of them are free throw killers, so there's that. But yeah, definitely.
Who are some, like, would you rather have, we didn't talk about Cole Aldridge with the Knicks. Would you rather have Cole Aldridge or Rudy Gobert? Aldridge, you know, with a couple big games.
I'm a little upset I missed out on Aldridge in the REL. But, yeah, he's doing some good stuff. And, you know, he was a high draft pick in, what, 2011, I want to say?
Something like that, yeah.
And the reason he was a high draft pick was for shot blocking. He was a shot blocker at, yeah, whatever, university.
I can't remember everyone either. I should probably know that. I'll look it up, but keep going.
I'm thinking Texas. I don't know why. With minutes, it's possible. I mean, he's got the pedigree. He's always been a good free throw shooter. It shouldn't kill you there. So, yeah, if I was worried about what Adams might do to my free throws, then I would go Aldridge over him. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Aldridge at 80%, given very low volume this year. He went to Kansas. I can't believe I couldn't remember that. But
from Minnesota.
He's from Minnesota? Oh, yeah. Hey.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, that Cole Aldridge. He's going to be an all-star, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, moving on, we've got the Timberwolves at 5-24. I didn't even get a single comment about my Zach LaVine. Kind of reminds me a little bit, in a very, very low, low, poor man's way, of what I remember Russell Westbrook's rookie year being. You didn't even comment on that. I figured somebody was going to throw something at me.
Yeah, it's tough when you're talking rookie years, because there's some bad ones and there's some really good ones. Like, Paul George's rookie year was atrocious.
Yeah, but I mean, the comps with LaVine, I mean, LaVine came out a year earlier, he's younger, but both were just looked mad fast on the court. Both had way too many turnovers, which you'd expect. Both from UCLA, to keep the comparison going. The thing with LaVine is he's not going to have the opportunity because Rubio is there, and I don't think LaVine is a 2 in the NBA for at least.
Really? You don't think he's going to be – you think he's a point guard?
He's a combo guard.
Okay.
I don't think he can hold up as a 2, you know, in 36 starting minutes in a couple years.
I gotcha. I mean
– you know what I mean?
Well, he's got to put on weight. That's the big thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's the big thing too.
I think he could. I mean, I think of combo guards, I think of someone like Jared Bayless. That's like the main guy that comes to mind. Yeah. And I think he's got a little more upside than Bayless.
Oh, for sure. I agree with you there. I mean, I think he can play a 30-minute role. I don't know. I love him for $6 in a 20-team dynasty. That was when I made that trade to get Oladipo, LaVine, and Patterson, I wanted LaVine and Patterson more than Oladipo, to be honest.
Okay.
Well, not more, but those were more of my targets than getting Oladipo, and then I flipped Oladipo.
Yeah, I mean, they're a lot cheaper. They're $6 and $4, and Oladipo's $26. But, I mean, part of that to me is you got to spend the money somewhere, so might as well spend it on the guy with the huge upside.
Oh, well, my money's in Ibaka and Rubio and Kawhi, so it's not like I have no money spent.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It can't be easy to get rid of somebody that, when he's on, looks like one of the best players in the league.
Who, Oladipo?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he looked more like that last year in his rookie year than he looked better in games I saw last year. I mean, given it was up and down, he had some great games last year, but I haven't seen it yet this year.
Yeah, I mean, if I was writing a little post about this, I would definitely say I'm going to regret this in the future.
Yeah, all right. This has quickly become the Victor Oladipo podcast special.
We're in the West, aren't we?
Yeah, I know. This got derailed. All right, so the Warriors looking like one of the best teams in the league. They have the best record at 24-5. Draymond Green is the MVP of the league.
I don't care what you offer me for Draymond. You can't have him.
Yeah.
That's how I feel at this point.
Yeah, he's... he is ridiculous. Anything else for the Warriors? I feel, you know, Bogut's about back soon. Lee's coming off the bench and it's boring.
It's important to note they have a phenomenal fantasy playoff schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great, great fantasy playoff schedule. It's important.
Yeah, Draymond might win a lot of people their leagues just by where they got them and then the playoffs.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be a scary one. There's going to be a lot of winning teams with Draymond on them. Guarantee it.
Yep. The Clippers are 21-11, and every time I go through box scores, I feel like I have nothing to talk about for the Clippers.
I mean, we're going to talk about how Jamal Crawford is having a down year. How old is he? 73.
Was he even drafted in 12ers? I mean, maybe with the last couple picks, but.
Yahoo's got him ranked right now at 61 overall.
Oh.
That's got to be coming down. He's scoring. No, he's actually scored a lot recently. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't pay too much attention to Clippers. Maybe I should.
Yeah, he scores 15 to 20 a game. And
you know, there's nobody on the waiver wire for Clippers you're ever going to think about picking up.
Yeah. I do want to mention that I haven't talked about Blake Griffin in a few weeks, and we talked about him as a sell a while ago. And when I looked yesterday, he was 59th overall in Yahoo. It's just not coming together, even though he had a decent game, all those six turnovers last night.
Yeah, and, you know, you're going to think this is crazy, but five games in a row with both a steal and a block?
Yeah, that's absurd for him. He was doing nothing there earlier in the year. So maybe he is turning around a little.
Maybe. He's still not very nice on your free throws. 72% on 7 attempts.
Yeah.
It's not helpful.
The Suns are 18-14. They're another team that have very little to talk about. All the point guards, they have their ups and downs.
No way. Alex Lynn, where you at?
Well, I don't know. I liked Alex Lynn coming into the year.
He looks good. Have you watched it? Have you seen him play?
Yeah. That's why I ranked him this year. No one else ranked him.
Well, I mean, in this recent stretch, these past like 4 or 5 games.
Maybe I haven't in the past 4 or 5 games. I've missed a lot of Suns, I guess.
I've seen some replays, and I've been just like kind of paying attention to what he's doing, and he looks really good. He's a part of the offense.
Yeah,
he's absolutely relied on defense, and he's fighting for those rebounds. These aren't rebounds that are just like, you know, falling to him. Now, I really like what I see. He's become a very big ad for me.
All right. Well, I mean, I like him too. I mean, I like him over Gobert. Do you like him over Steven Adams?
I like him over Sanders.
I think, yeah. Actually, I buy that too. I hate Larry Sanders. You know this.
No, but even Larry Sanders, when healthy, I guess, whatever that means for him.
His minutes were just so off the wall, you know.
This is like his third time with the flu this year.
Yeah. You know, at least Alex Lynn, you're going to count on 25 minutes a game these days. And,
yeah. You know, should be close to a 10-10 guy. Easily, you know, pretty much reliably. And he could be a 2-block guy in 25 minutes.
Here's a good one.
I kind of believe it.
Would you rather Alex Lynn or Jordan Hill?
Jordan. Ooh, that's pretty close.
It's close. I'm sticking with Jordan Hill, but it's close.
Yeah, it's so hard to sell Jordan Hill right now, too.
Yeah, you can't get anything for him. He's been awful. But I think it turns around, and Jordan Hill... medium volume free throws for him helps.
Yeah, it's kind of an aberration though.
Yeah.
What was he last year? He was 80% free throw shooter, and he was 68% last year.
Yeah, players improve.
He took a lot of free throws in the offseason.
He's an anti Dwight Howard. He's learning how to do it. So Kings are 13-18. I don't want to say there's nothing to talk about because I keep missing everything for teams.
Omri Caspian. Yeah. Kings are the Kings. I mean, they should be so much better.
Yeah, they really should. Maybe Cousins getting healthy and back will start getting them on the right track again.
Yep, Cousins. I can't even say it with a straight face. He didn't have Ebola. There's no Ebola in Sacramento.
The Lakers are 9-22. We talked about Hill a little bit. What do you think about Ed Davis? He's been picking it up a little bit.
Yeah, free throws. Always.
Well, he was on a good streak of free throws and then had a 1-for-6. Or it was 1-for-5. But yeah, I mean, he's had 2 straight double doubles before last night. Multi blocks in 3 of 4. 29 plus minutes the last 3 games.
Yeah, he's definitely playing better.
I think he's in the Alex Lynn discussion. I'd rather have Lynn, don't get me wrong, but.
Well, it's tough. I'm not 100% sure on that, because Ed Davis really? Probably has a better shot at 30 minutes.
That's true.
Because Phoenix, I mean, they do not want to play anybody 30 minutes. They don't want to. They only do it if they have to.
Yeah, I trust Lynn's blocks more. I trust his free throw percentage a lot more, obviously.
Yes. He might not have the rebounds, because that's more based off of just minutes played.
Yeah, they're close, though. I think they'll be close.
Yeah. I'd probably Lynn for the upside. That's just me, though.
But, I mean, they're close, and I think Ed Davis is probably out there in a lot more leagues.
Yeah, and how about this last game from Kobe?
What'd he do? I didn't even see it.
He took 10 shots?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, yeah, that was a couple of days ago. I forgot that was his last game. Yeah, almost had a triple-double.
Yeah. 10-8-7.
The new Kobe came before 30 shots before they rested him for a few.
Yeah, those rest games.
Still had 5 turnovers. 14 turnovers the last 2 games to 10 assists.
I don't want him on my team. There's a reason I didn't draft him.
Yeah. What's his field goal percentage on the year? 37.2 on 22 shots.
That's so devastating.
Oh.
And 3.6 turnovers is not helping.
Ugh.
Somebody that is not a point guard. Yeah, he's impossible to own. His numbers, 24-5-5. He's not even in the top 100.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if you're in a field goal made league with not field goal percentage,
that changes things for sure.
All right, one division left. We got Memphis at 22-8 in the Southwest Division.
E division.
Yeah, this division is ridiculous. Anything for the Grizzlies?
Nope. Yeah. They are old.
Mark Gasol's playing pretty well, but
yeah, he's fine. I mean, I don't see it tapering off or anything. He's the go-to guy.
Yeah.
Randolph, I think, is starting to show his age a bit.
Yeah. T-Dog looks so much like T-Dog.
Isn't he missing games too?
T-Dog, yeah, because he got bit by a zombie. he's sat a couple. The Rockets at 21-9. PBEV has been fading a little bit, is that right?
Yeah. I don't know. His fading is still a top 100 type of thing.
I think so, too. I still like him.
Yeah, the reason why I have him slightly ahead of Jarrett Jack is because of those threes.
I'm still taking him over Jarrett Jack too because of the steals as well. Yeah. Steals are mighty nice. He's only at 1.3 steals a game this year though. Wow, it's only 2 steals the last 3 games. I think it's
It has been coming up. I bet December is probably his biggest month.
Yeah.
He's been in injuries. I mean, he's been healthy recently, so yeah. I think it can only go up.
Yeah. I think the low steals lately is fluky.
And with everything added together, he's ranked 60th, and that's with a 40% field goal and a 67% free throw.
Yeah.
He's going to be a top 50 player by the time the year is done. I don't see why not.
Depending on the metrics, I mean, he's a metric friend because of low turnovers with that. But
yeah, that's what makes him such a great fourth point guard.
Yeah, agree. What do you think? Are you dropping Josh Smith in 12ers? His last game was, ugh. Did you see how bad his last game was?
I dropped him when the Pistons dropped him.
Yeah. his last, so 23 minutes a couple nights ago, or was this last night? This was last night. 3-4-0-1-0 with 4 turnovers, shooting 1-for-6 from the field and 1-for-4 free throws.
Yeah, that's classic Josh Smith.
That's not even classic Josh Smith, because usually he does something.
Yeah, and you know, he was really bad the game before that, too, with his 4 turnovers, 28% shooting, 50% free throws.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, those are 2 games against playoff-caliber opponents in San Antonio and Washington, and Houston lost them both. I don't know why they traded for Josh Smith. I don't understand.
Well, they didn't trade for him. They just signed him.
Yeah, well, same thing. I don't know why they're giving
him. Why would they add him to their team? No, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, Modi, the main thing that I took away from them getting Smith is that they just have no confidence Terrence Jones is going to give them anything this year.
Yeah, I would be really worried about him, even in a dynasty.
Yeah, me too. Your boyfriend, Corey Brewer. Actually, I should say our boyfriend, because I talked about him a lot last year, and I liked him. And now he's on your team and doing good.
Yeah, they're letting him shoot threes. Love it.
And playing him big minutes, too. I'm surprised how many minutes he's gotten.
Well, I mean, he's only had once over 25. So he's 23, 23, 24, 28. That 28 is probably on the high end. I think he's going to go back to 23, 24.
Yeah, but you're right. Yeah,
if he keeps taking that many threes, he's going to be good double-digit scoring. And you know he's going to have great steals.
Mm-hmm. Multi-threes in all 4 Houston games for a total of 13 in his 4 Houston games. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's so perfect for Houston.
Yeah.
He's so much better than Josh Smith.
That's an understatement. Would you rather own all things equal, Corey Brewer or Josh Smith in a 12?
I'll take Brewer. I would.
You know, I'm thinking I might too.
Yeah. And I think Brewer could, even though Brewer's not even that great in percentages, he could probably out-percentage him in both. Yeah, I'd take Brewer. I don't think it's too close either. I'm worried about Josh Smith. There's no reason for them to play him. They have Mota Yunus to play if they need someone to not completely ruin their offense. So I don't like it. I'm staying away.
I believe it's a soft J. All right, so another team making big moves are the Mavericks, a game behind them at 22-10. Oh, no, they're actually equal a game behind them with one more win, one less loss, one more loss. Whatever. 22-10, the Mavericks. Rondo, what do you think about Rondo?
Yeah, pretty much what he's always been.
I feel like he's taken a lot more shots than he did with...
He won the free throw percent in the REL last week. He's not on my team.
So far, he's 1-for-6 with the Mavericks from the free throw line. How is he such a bad free throw shooter?
He hasn't been practicing. That's all I can say.
I mean,
there's no way, because this is absurd. I mean, it's like 30%. It's a stupid number.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Because, I mean, he's, you know, 60-something percent shooter, which is awful from the free throw line anyway for point guard. But to be this low...
Anyway. All I can think of is that he actually isn't practicing.
Or maybe you don't think the hand issue might be part of it? I don't know. He broke his hand in the shower.
Could he shoot 30% left-handed? Yes. Yes, he could.
That's a good point.
I don't think it's that bad. I mean, he's still shooting jump shots.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, so looking at what he did from Boston to Dallas, shots up from 9.1 to 14.8 and assists down from 10.8 to 8.4. So adding 6 shots and taking away 2 assists, I don't love it. I don't love it.
No, and the turnovers are going to be high. He's always been a high turnover guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's maybe top 50, but the only reason he's top 50 is because he gives you categories that aren't easy to come by, assists and steals.
Yeah. So, Chandler Parsons had a nice bounce-back game after his first couple bad ones with Rondo. I know you said to me before that you were a little worried about Parsons, but 26-5-3-2-0 with 5 threes and no turnovers the last Mavs game. You encouraged?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't think he's been taking as many threes. I think that's been kind of the issue. Yeah, he only had 2 the game before, and then two a couple games before that. His threes have been down since Rondo's gotten there. So yeah, Rondo's going to find him. It'll come around.
Yeah.
Their buy low window is definitely going away.
Yeah. Back up now. Gotta love that no turnovers with that kind of line. Yeah.
Yeah. His assists are going to go down. I mean, we talked about this when Rondo got there. Everyone's assists are going to go down.
Yeah. Down to 2.3 on the season after four last year.
Yeah, but the turnovers are going to go down too. So, you take one with the other. As long as, you know, that's why I hate those guys with those with the bad assist to turnover ratio. They don't, it's so hard to find. You need a trade to really make it better for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Anything else with the Mavs? I feel like other than those two main storylines.
I expect Dirk to get games out in back-to-backs eventually.
Oh, what about my huge REO buy? Charlie Villanueva. Woo! Welcome to the team.
I don't know. If I put a bid in, it was a joke. I don't even think I did. But I would rather Greg Smith.
I don't know. Villanueva is hitting some threes. He fits a need for me. I needed more threes and would love a couple extra blocks. He's got 6 blocks the last two games. Obviously a fluke. But his threes the last 4 games, 4-4-3-1. Wow, he's taking so many threes. What is this? 28 threes attempted the last 4 games. Is that right?
He's got 3 games.
26. 26.
Yeah, come on. This is Chris Copeland part 2.
My math is awful. It is 28 threes the last 4 games. Yeah, I know, but in a 20 team league, if he keeps this up at all,
sure. Okay. I'm just waiting for them to make a trade.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think they run him only 15 minutes the last game, but
I mean, where are they playing him? Are they playing him at the 4 or are they playing him at the 5?
I think a mix of both with Greg Smith back there as well.
Yeah, last game was strange because Chandler was down. So it's kind of hard to read into that. Dirk started at center.
Wow, they started Monta Ellis at the 3 and Perea at the 2.
Yeah, weird lineup. Yeah. They had Roberson on Perea.
All right, we got to wrap this up.
Anything into that game. Okay.
Yeah. Spurs 19-13. Patty Mills is back. You know, I think that's a concern for Corey Joseph once Tony Parker is able to play.
If.
Yeah, that's a good point. If Tony Parker can play. Hopefully Kawhi can get over this hand issue. That's been killing my REL team. Killing a lot of fantasy owners' teams.
Yeah, he was a high draft pick. You need him. I mean, you drafted him assuming he was going to, you know, win you that steals category.
Yeah. Does he have an injury-prone label at this point? You know, broke his hand last year, had this weird eye issue, now this hand tendon thing. I mean, they're all kind of weird, fluky things, but...
No, I'm not ready for it.
Okay.
It's hard for me to put that label on anyone as young as he is.
Yeah, I agree. And then finally, the Pelican...
Real quick about that injury-prone thing. Mm-hmm. I also want to see injuries to the same part of the body.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like Darren Williams' cankles.
Yeah, he does have a pair of really fat cankles. So, I agree with you there. And then finally, the Pelicans. If they were in any other division, they might be division leaders. At 15-15. Yeah. Sucks to play in the West.
I mean, everyone in that division might make the playoffs. It's possible.
It's true. Yeah. Any big takeaways for the Pelicans? The Brow has been awesome. Tyreek's keeping it up.
Drew's been awesome. Ashik hasn't been very good.
Someone in a 16-teamer wanted to drop Ashik, and I said, why not? He's been pretty bad.
Yeah, he's down to 20 minutes a night.
Yeah, he's under 20 minutes the past 2 games. Under 20 minutes in actually 3 of the last 5.
Only. Hasn't played 30 since December 12th.
Yeah. He's, had a 3-block game in there, but in the last 6 games, he didn't have a block in 4 of them. Only 6 points is as high in the past 6 games. The rebound's going down. He's not a good free throw shooter. Yeah, I mean, he's mad droppable.
Yeah, I'd rather Steven Adams. I'd rather take risk on the upside of Alex Lynn.
Pretty much every big man we've mentioned, we'd probably take over Ashiq, including Charlie Villanueva. Woo!
No. Okay, that's one I would not. Or Greg Smith, for that matter.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. But
I would do Aldridge, for sure.
Yeah, Cole Aldridge, definitely. Yeah, I think that was my recommendation to him, as he had Aldridge on the wire, and I said, I'm definitely getting Aldridge for Ashiq.
Yeah, I mean, Stoudemire's supposed to be back eventually. But the problem was, before Stoudemire started missing games, I can't say got injured because he's probably always injured, but before he started missing games, Cole Aldridge got the start alongside of him. So I would be more worried about Jason Smith than Cole Aldridge.
And who's worried about Jason Smith? Wasn't Jason Smith available in the REL?
Yeah, but he got picked up. Come on now.
People that
play in leagues that have 300 players owned.
He's got a nice mid-range shot, but does nothing else good.
No, he's Amari's backup. Yeah.
Y'all ready for this? All right, so let's take a look at the RCL leagues where Applaud pops his teams 2014. Roughly half the way through the season, and he has a 9-point lead in the RCL leaderboard, 61-19-1 in the Take on J Wrong League. He's been a beast.
I think half his team is older than I am.
Yeah, which is saying something. Which means that 3/4 of his team is older than I am.
Yeah, well, most players in the NBA are probably old. Well, not the NBA. That might be actually pretty close.
I'm probably right at the median for NBA age. His team's, you know, Kobe is derailing his percents, but everyone else has got a pretty good percent to make up for it. LeBron's played well for him this year. A lot of old guys, though.
Wade has been playing really good with Bosh out.
Yeah, but, I mean, can Wade, Gasol, Horford, Nowitzki, LeBron, Kobe, can they hold up?
Yeah, we're going to see.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the beauty about this top prize is you have to win first place in your league too. So,
well, you don't have to. It's just whoever has the – you have to have the best – oh, yeah, you have to win the playoffs, yes.
Yeah, you got to win too. It's best record plus winning.
I mistook what you said for saying –
winners.
I mistook what you're saying for you have to win the best record. I'm going crazy. I'm still stuck on Victor Oladipo in my mind. You have to win your league, you have to win the playoffs, and then the best record of all the 12 winners. So, best regular season record.
Yes. Yeah.
So, sorry about that. Your RCL team doing really well. You're tied for 4th out of 144 teams. It's pretty impressive.
That's good.
Everyone give Slim a nice little applause.
Yep, I'm still holding on to some guys I probably shouldn't be. Good old Larry Sanders.
Oh, droppable.
But, yeah, my pickups, you know, Shabazz Muhammad, Covington.
Yeah, I'm mad you got Muhammad. I'm surprised. I think he was under 10% owned when I picked him up in my other RCL league, and you beat me to him. You probably picked him up that day when I was going for him.
He's been fun to own. He has been fun to watch.
Yep.
You know, my most recent acquisition there is the Alex Lynn pickup.
Oh, that's a good one. It's hard to keep up with these leagues, man, because I'm writing about people, and then I'm like, oh, this guy should probably be under 12ers, and then I go check, and sometimes he is, sometimes he isn't. That was maybe the most throwaway sentence I've ever said on the podcast.
Thing away. Nothing gets thrown away.
Yeah, there's no editing on this show. It sucks that I don't have Durant in our RCL. He needs to get healthy. Or else I have no chance.
Yeah, I don't think I did too good this past week in that league. 5-4 win.
I lost 6-3, and the Lakers, as they often do, had the last game on Sunday, and Jordan Hill had 2 rebounds, and I lost by 1 rebound.
Nice. You already had that one counted as a win, didn't you?
It's brutal. And I think he didn't, like, come back in the 4th quarter or something, just because that's what the Lakers do. I hate the Lakers.
Yeah, this team's got a lot of those same players. This one's got Shabazz and Covington also.
Yeah. Covington's a big call for you. That was a good one.
What's his ownership up to? Probably over 50 by now.
Gotta be over 50.
53. Awesome.
Yep. Good call. Good call by Slim there. I remember when he got called up, you were excited. I was not as excited. And it took him a couple weeks to get it going. But once they put him in the starting lineup.
$11 bid and Ariel didn't get him.
Yeah. Well, that's the Ariel. Anyone with a pulse that
I
know. Is coming up.
I mean, just think about that. Someone spent $16 of their $100 on someone who got called up from the D-League.
Yeah.
That should tell you something about
it. Turned out to be right. I spent $17 on getting Villanueva, who barely has a pulse. That might have been an overbuy, but someone bid $14. So
yeah, you did what you had to do.
I don't think I would have done that if I was dropping anyone interesting at all. But since it was an open spot and he was the best fit for my team, I bid high.
All right. I mean, we're halfway through the year and you're down to $20-something.
Oh, I always spend fast. I've never been good with money. All right, so let's take a look at tonight's games real quick. Make our 30-point challenge picks. Did you see? I won with your boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does it feel to have Damian Lillard put you down 4-2 in the 30-point challenge?
Can't pick my guys every night.
Yeah, that's true. How many times have you picked Lillard? Let's look here. You got, I think just at least two. I think only two, but yeah.
I mean, he got that 29 for me, and I definitely stopped after that.
Yeah, that was a brutal one for you.
That missed free throw he had, it was unacceptable.
So yeah, I'm up 4-2. This is our last 30-point challenge pick for the year. If for some reason this is the first time you've listened, you have to pick an NBA player out of the... Well, I mean, I guess you can pick an NFL player. You have to pick a player out of the top 10 scoring to put up 30 points on the night.
Can I pick a D-League player?
You could pick a D-League player, but he has to score it in an NBA game.
Oh, okay.
So real quick, our last recap of the top 10 scores are Westbrook, Harden, LeBron, Cousins, Brow, Kobe, Melo, Wade, Curry, Griffin.
Wade, Curry, Griffin.
And Aldridge is tied with Griffin for 10th, so you can't pick Aldridge either.
Yeah, even though Golden State against Philly.
Even though he might not be playing. Yep, I figured that's where you might go.
No, I'm not. I mean, you can't do Curry, so.
Well, no, you're not going to do Klay Thompson?
No. I'm. You know what I'm thinking?
What's that?
I think Gordon Hayward is going to go off on Shabazz.
That's a good one.
No Alec Burks. Someone's got to score the rock.
Yeah, that's a good one. Ooh, all right, so you have got Gordon Hayward. I did not think of this before, so I'm having some trouble. Who are some other good ideas? Give me some ideas.
Jimmy Butler.
I thought about that. Brooklyn at the Bulls. Where's Jimmy Butler? 13th at 22.2. Who would be guarding him? Oh, Karasev. I like Karasev, but as like a deep league option. I'm thinking about Butler. KCP against the Magic.
Yeah, definitely nobody in that San Antonio Memphis game.
Yeah, that's going to be a grinder. You know, Wilson Chandler, I'm kind of thinking about it. Going against the Lakers, he's been good, but not that good. You know, I'll be boring and go Klay Thompson.
Klay, okay. Philly, very possible.
Philly against him, he puts up 30 points in three quarters.
Yeah. I mean, they'll score 100 by the third.
Yeah, so I think that would be my pick there. Anything else for tonight you want to preview? So many games.
Yeah, I mean, Toronto-Portland, that Lowry-Lillard matchup,
That's going to be a great game.
Yeah. I mean, you know, New Orleans and Phoenix, Brow is going to just destroy the Suns.
Oh, Alex Lynn, welcome to the NBA.
I mean, Markieff can't stop him. I mean.
No. I mean, I could see Miles Plumlee playing a lot of minutes.
You think so?
Against the mix of Ashik and okay. Brown.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good game for Lynn. I think Lynn's going to get his.
Well, Lynn's going to get in foul trouble, is what I'm thinking, against Brow.
Yes. He's got to go against Ashik, though, for that first.
Well, for a little bit. And then whenever Anderson comes in, you know, move Brow to the five. I mean,
Cleveland-Atlanta should be a good game. That's the one on NBA TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of good matchups tonight.
Someone's going to pay me for saying that, right?
It's not going to be me because I can't watch it on the League Pass app.
That's right.
The Spurs-Memphis after that three overtime game a couple weeks ago. It was only a week ago. That should be a good one. Yeah, let's wrap up at the movies. See, I already asked you if you saw any good Christmas movies, but did you see any good movies since we were on last?
Good? Well, I saw The Interview.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. I think it was written by a 14-year-old.
It seemed like it.
Yeah, and I'd say 90% of the humor was masturbation jokes.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it you did not like it too much.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I laughed. I got a little 12-year-old kid in me somewhere.
Yeah.
I can laugh at that.
Yeah, I'll probably see that at some point when it's on Netflix or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know, the model is really interesting. They released it online.
Mm-hmm.
So I am very much rooting for this method to work.
It might, you know?
I hope it does. I want them to make a killing off it. So if you can download it with money involved, go do it.
I do like this online model. It's interesting. So.
Yeah, because not everybody wants to go to the movies to watch a movie.
Hell, and, I don't. I'm lazy.
Right. A movie like The Interview, you're not gaining anything by seeing it in IMAX.
In IMAX. You get to see Seth Rogen shake his gut in IMAX. I just remember that from the trailer. I heard Unbroken was pretty bad.
Yeah, I think we might have talked about that.
I think we did last week. I think I talked about that. I had a bad Rotten Tomatoes score, but I heard from someone that saw it that he did not like it at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the only thing I can really compare it to would be Fury, as far as I know. And I've seen Fury, and it's awesome.
You're a big Fury fan. I need to see Fury. I'm gonna try to see that pretty soon. So
yeah, the Blu-ray should be out any day now.
Yeah. I heard The Gambler is pretty good from someone who saw it, but that got mediocre reviews. Winning the box office yet again was The Hobbit. Man, if Tolkien was alive, he could just, like, own the world with all the money he's made.
He'd make a couple of dollars, I agree.
Did you know that J.K.K. Rowling, or is it only 1K? I don't know. is a billionaire for the Harry Potter stuff?
J.K. Rowling, which one is that?
The Harry Potter chick. The one that wrote those. It's a billionaire.
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's probably not even from the books. It's probably just from selling the rights to the movie.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it is, but a billionaire. Maybe we should try to sell the rights to Razzball Basketball to, is it Phil Jackson that made the Hobbit movies?
I mean, everyone to Phil Jackson pretty much is a Hobbit, so yeah.
That's true. Peter Jackson. I was having trouble with that. We should just have Peter Jackson make Razzball Basketball in the movie.
Okay. I mean, I want to be played by Orlando Bloom.
All right. I want to play. I'll have Viggo play me.
Okay. I want to see how they put a beard on an elf, though. That's going to be interesting.
Well, that will be. We'll have to get a good costume designer in, but we'll have the budget. Peter Jackson is a money-making machine.
Oh, yeah. There's no question that he can make any person look like, you know, an orc.
We'll have Gray in a short cameo played by Ian McKellen as the wizard of it all.
Thou shalt not write on basketball. Yeah. Gray can be Gandalf. I'm good with that.
All right, man. I think that's as good a way to end 2014 as I can think of. Gray is Gandalf. Any other last thoughts for our last show of the year?
Yeah, I'm. When are we gonna start doing 3 a week again?
I think I'm ready to do it next week.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, I know. Busy holiday schedule. I'm only doing one more daily notes tomorrow, and then I'm off Thursday and Friday. But then we'll be back for my normal 5 a week after that with the daily recaps. Excited to have the podcast back on our normal schedule. Get some guests again.
So what day are you not doing a daily recap?
Thursday and Friday. So New Year's Day and the day after. I got prior commitments on Friday.
Right. You want me to hit one? I'll do one.
If you want to, yeah, be my guest.
I mean, Wednesday is a short day, and Thursday isn't too great. It's only two games on Thursday. I could hit one of those.
You want to do a Friday morning recap?
That's only two games. I'll do Thursdays.
Thursdays? Sure, man. Be my guest.
All right. It might be allowed a little later than six, but
yeah, that's true. So yeah, special guest Slim Daily Recap.
I do what I can.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. So everyone, look forward to reading that. Yeah, it'll be a little bit past six for sure, because I don't know when I'm going to be up
here. Got to check and see if Utah. Oh, I don't get to talk about Utah.
Well, what you could do is do a Friday one combining Wednesday and Thursday. But
yeah, there's still no Utah game, but yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
That's up to you. We'll talk offline about it. Everyone have a very happy new year. Be safe. Drink lots of champagne with a designated driver. If you don't have one of those, get Gray as Gandalf to fly you out on his mustache.
Free mustache rides. Always fun.
Yeah. All right, man. Take it easy, and we'll talk to you again in 2015.
All right. Have a good week.